Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
drip, drizzle, plip-plop. It's been a rainy spring here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with a promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, in Miss Honey Pepper's classroom.
Okay, children, let's settle down, please. Now, I know we're all very excited today because we're having a special guest visit with us. Now, let's clear our desks and get ready for Police Officer O'Reilly.
Miss Honey Pepper, our Aunt Karen is a police officer.
Very nice, Sam. Now, remember, we raise our hands and wait to be called on when we have something to say.
Miss Honey Pepper?
Yes, Sam, and thank you for raising your hand.
I'm sorry I didn't raise my hand before.
That's okay, Sam. Oh, someone's at the door. Just a minute, children. Let me get that. Oh, my, it's Officer O'Reilly. Hello, Officer O'Reilly.
Well, hello, Miss Honey Pepper.
Children, can we say hello to Officer O'Reilly?
Hello, Officer O'Reilly.
Hello, children. Today, I'd like to...
Excuse me, Officer O'Reilly?
Yes, young man.
Did you ever arrest any bad guys?
Well, young man, it is my job to uphold the peace. But today I'm here to discuss safety rules. And I'd like to begin by addressing car safety. And in particular, booster seats.
Gather round, ladies and gentlemen. Hop right up into your booster seats. All you kids out there who are up to 4'9" tall and weighing in at 80 pounds or under. Come on, y'all gotta be good role models, you see, for the future booster users of the world. Y'all gotta set a good example, come on. You've got to ride restrained in your booster seat. Ride restrained, it's the safest way to be. Ride restrained in your booster seat. 'Cause booster seats ain't baby seats, they're big kid seats, baby. A booster seats, they'll lift you up so you fit in properly. A booster seats ain't baby seats, they're big kid seats, baby. A booster seats, they'll lift you up so you can look out the window and see.
Now, when we say the word restraint, we mean to keep under control.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
that's restraint.
Like that,
yeah. Well, it's always been clear to me that riding in the back seat is the safest place to be. And it makes the whole world a whole lot easier to see. I just hop right up, sit right back, strap the seat belt across your chest and lap. Enjoy the ride, enjoy the view. You made the right choice when you all chose to. Ride restrained in your booster seat.
Yeah.
Ride restrained, it's the safest way to be. Ride restrained in your booster seat. 'Cause booster seats ain't baby seats, so they're big kid seats, baby. A booster seat, so they'll lift you up so you fit in properly. A booster seat, same baby seats, so they're big kid seats, baby. you can look out the window and see.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Now, class, let's review what Officer O'Reilly has just explained.
Booster seats aren't baby seats, they're baby kids seats.
Baby. Very good. Now, above all else, no matter what the situation is, whether in the car with Mom and Dad or playing on the monkey bars with our friends, we must always try to avoid unnecessary risks.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
risk.
Spelling, please.
R-I. S-K.
Definition, please.
Noun. Chance or possibility of danger, loss, or injury. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are peril.
Whoa.
Or hazard.
Watch out.
Sentence, please.
Officer O'Reilly, I know that one risk would be to ride my bike too fast.
Yes.
That's true. And as you come of age, some of those risks can be very tempting. Now here, I want you all to listen to this song from Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
As I come of age, I keep falling down, and I feel just like a schoolboy. I was in a senseless rage, running too hard, and I tore you all to pieces. Yes, but it's all over now, and I'm a little bit older now. The lessons that I'm learning now are gonna make it easy. Now then, can I try starting over, put the pieces back together?
So, as I was saying before, it's your job as young citizens in the community to not take unnecessary risks. And furthermore, as young citizens...
Excuse me, Officer O'Reilly? We'll have to finish this discussion after lunch. And of course, I'm sure the children would love to have you as their special guest for lunch.
Okay, class,
let's show Officer O'Reilly how well we can line up for lunch. But first... what do we say to Officer O'Reilly?
Thank you, Officer O'Reilly.
It was a lot of fun.
Now, class, remember that NRBQ song?
Always safety first.
I just had a whim to go take a swim. Out on a limb, just haul off and jump right in. just pretend.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from NRBQ. At the top of the news today, an old woman who lives near a shoe. She has so many children and knows just what to do. Coward O'Sell has a story. Coward!
Coward O'Sell here, live with Mrs. Arch, the woman who lives near a shoe. Now, Mrs. Arch, how many children do you have?
15, I think.
You think?
Yes, 15.
Okay. Now, Mrs. Arch, that's a lot. I mean, that's news in itself, but they said you live near a shoe, and coming down here, we didn't see any shoes or anything like that. Can you comment on that?
Well, actually, with 15 children, I live near or around about 100 different pairs of shoes. We've got sneakers and dress shoes.
Oh, in your house. Over here we got boots. I hear what you're saying.
More shoes over here. What are these?
And now, Mrs. Arch, where do you buy all these shoes?
Well, actually, I get them from Pete's sneaker store.
Oh, no.
That's right. We have everything. Running sneakers, walking sneakers, sitting
Pete.
Sneakers, sleeping sneakers, eating sneakers. Come see me, Pete.
Pete's sneaker store, located at 22 Quackenbush Avenue in Zucchini Land. Void were prohibited by law.
Stop, Dad.
Oh, sorry.
Back to you, Bob.
That guy's getting on my nerves. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Thanks, Bob. Zucchini Land is experiencing the rainy part of springtime. But hey, the rain helps to make things grow. And there's nothing like creating a ruckus indoors on a rainy day. Back to you, Bob.
I don't know about that, Zane. My mama wouldn't allow that. That's all the time we have the news now. Stay tuned for a song from Doggone Fleas. Bye-bye.
1, 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4. It's about things that maybe you're not supposed to do, but in the long run, they end up being fun. As long as nobody gets hurt in the long run, everything's fine, I think. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, mama, don't allow no drum playing in here. Oh, mama, don't allow no drum playing in here. Yeah, we don't care what mama don't allow. We're gonna play the drums anyhow. Mama don't allow no drum playing in here. Take it away, Risa. Yeah.
Oh, she sure is good.
She plays with 2 sticks of butter.
Oh, yeah, she don't.
Mama don't allow no washed up playing in here. Yeah, mama don't allow no washed up playing in here. We don't care what mama don't allow. We're gonna play the washed up any old how. Mama don't allow no washed up playing in here.
It's like a big old bass, yeah. How low can you go? Oh, yeah.
Mama don't allow no car horn playing in here.
How are you gonna get a car in here anyway?
Mama, here.
Yeah.
We don't care what mama don't allow.
Play that car horns anyway. Whoa, it's gonna sound like some big old racket. Let's do it. Yeah, mama don't allow no metal playing in here. Well, we got a big bend it kind of to the side and you hit it with a stick and it sounds pretty good. I think you're gonna like it. And Race is gonna do it right now. Let's do it out. Oh yeah. Well, I don't know about your mama, but my mama probably wouldn't mind if all the yous out there in listener land would just make a whole lot of racket, just jump around, sing and whistle and dance and do the kind of things, you know, bang on pots and pans. Let's all try it all together now. Here we go. Yeah, keep doing it. Keep banging on some stuff. Go ahead. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. Last time, everybody. Here we go. This is the last one. Do anything you feel like right now. Just let yourself go loose. You know, Mama, we don't care what Mama don't allow, but Mama don't care what we don't allow. And I think it all works out fine as long as nobody gets hurt. Here we go.
Okay, children, let's settle down. Everyone back to their seats. Recess is over now. Yes, Stephen.
But we didn't have recess.
Well, let me rephrase that, Stephen. Indoor recess is over.
Oh, Miss Honeypepper?
Yes, Sam?
How come we can't go out for recess when it's raining?
Well, Sam, you get wet. Now, children, before lunch, we were talking about safety with our guest, Officer O'Reilly. Okay. And now, let's welcome back Officer O'Reilly. Yay.
Yay. Thank you, thank you. Now, I'm wondering, boys and girls, you think it's a good idea to take walks by yourself?
No.
Very good. Sometimes the things grown-ups tell us to do don't seem like good ideas to us. But if these grown-ups are trusted adults, then you listen to their words.
Remember.
Zucchini Brothers.
Excuse me, Officer O'Reilly?
Yes, young lady.
My name is Susan, and I have a really good quote for just what you're talking about.
Well, that'd be fine, young lady. Let's have it.
The quote of the day is...
Write down the advice of the person who loves you, though you like it not at present.
The Great Minds.
We need insight. Who's got it?
Well, I have a little something to say.
All right, Quinston.
Gentlemen, I have written down everything that was ever said to me. I have journals full of advice. And what I find I don't like is I have nowhere to store them. I need some advice on that. Anyone?
Quinston, if I may say so, I think writing down everything that's ever been said to you might lead to having too much written down.
Well, let me write that down. No, he means don't write it down.
Exactly.
I'd like to shed a little bit more light on this quote.
Brooks.
And, you know how I dress for the great minds.
Yes.
Fine coat and trousers and a nice tie.
Excellent.
Thank you. Well, when I come home from the great minds, I sometimes throw my tie willy-nilly over the chair.
Oh, no.
And you know my wife doesn't like that.
Well, she shouldn't.
So she said, Brooks, write that down. Do not throw your tie over the chair. And I've written it down, and now I don't. And she's happy, and everything's fine.
Well, I think the idea of writing advice down that loved ones give you is full of wisdom. Mm-hmm. In that sometimes we don't actually see the wisdom of the advice at the present moment. But by going back and looking at what's written down, we're able to look at it in perspective and see its wisdom. That's what I think.
That's true. Gentlemen, I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh. Yes.
You know how we eat cheese at the end of the show.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, if you pass it over, please.
We don't have any because I forgot to buy it. I forgot to write the cheese down on the grocery list last week.
No. Well,
we have to go and get some.
Maybe I should go out and get some cheese.
Good idea.
Maybe someone should come with me, though.
I'll go with you, Bernard.
We want to avoid unnecessary risk.
Yes, we do. Yes.
It's safer with two, your buddy and you.
It's safer with two, your buddy and you. It's safer with two, your buddy and you. When you're not with your parents, you've got to bring a friend. You've got to travel with a buddy, you'll be happy in the end. It's safer with two, your buddy and you. It's safer with two, your buddy and you. Together till the end, just because it's safer with two, your buddy and you. It's safer with two, your buddy and you, your buddy and you.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Okay, so we've talked about being safety conscious, avoiding unnecessary risks, and being good citizens of this community. I want you all to think about these things. You've been a great audience, and it was a pleasure to visit with you today. I look forward to seeing you all out in the community. You're always welcome to come up to me and say hello or ask me any questions. I consider all of you my friends, and I'd like to finish today with a little song from Randy Newman.
Thank you.
Well, that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
Valley Free Radio in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,298.
And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make your own peace prize.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Squeaky chair.
American crows stream by overhead in the late afternoon, rivers of crows. These are crows on a mission. They're headed to their night roost, a giant avian slumber party. Gathering in a park or woodland, they land in a tree, then scuffle and shuffle and squawk, filtering down through the branches. Birds arriving late force the early birds lower into the trees. Crow experts think the roost may provide benefits like warmth, protection from predators, shared information about food sources, and a chance to find a mate. Immature crows may spend the night in the roost year-round, but